Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, December 24th, 2015. As Palestinians mark Christmas in Bethlehem, Israeli troops shoot and kill three Palestinians in separate attacks across the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Wissam Abu Ghawali from the Calanda refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem was shot and killed on Thursday morning by Israeli troops manning Jaba'a military roadblock. According to Israeli sources, Abu Ghawali drove his car too close to the roadblock. They claimed that he hit a soldier with his car and that one soldier reportedly being mildly injured. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers fired more than 30 live rounds at the Palestinian car, which was driven by a young Palestinian man after he was involved in a traffic accident. Meanwhile, a Palestinian man was shot and killed on Thursday morning in Hebron Old City in the southern West Bank. The man who was killed was identified as Iyad Jamal Idris, 26, from the Yatta town south of Hebron. After the shooting, the Israeli military claimed that Idris had attempted to stab Israeli soldiers with a screwdriver, but there was no evidence of that at the scene. Earlier on Thursday, Israeli soldiers invaded various towns and refugee camps in Hebron district and kidnapped 8 Palestinians after breaking into their homes and violently searching them. A third Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli forces on Thursday morning after allegedly stabbing and wounding 2 Israeli guards at the industrial park outside Ariel settlement, the largest Israeli settlement in the West Bank. The guards, one male and one female, both 24 years old, were allegedly lightly wounded. The Palestinian who was killed has been identified as Muhammad Abdel Halim Zahran, 22, from the Kafr Ad-Dik town west of Salfit. On Thursday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded several Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank district of Nablus, Tubas, and Hebron, searched dozens of homes and kidnapped 13 Palestinians. In other news, thousands of Palestinians marked the Christmas festival in Bethlehem City on Thursday, the birthplace of Jesus Christ. The festival started with bands performing at the major square, where locals and international visitors gathered outside the Church of Nativity. According to Palestinian sources, few visitors showed up this year as Israel continued its daily attacks on the city and other cities in the West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 24th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. From IMEMC, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.